Conway was a stopping point for the steamers headed to Fur Island before the coming of the Great Northern Railway. The town began to grow due to the commerce brought in by the railway, so by 1914, a bridge replaced the ferry across the South Fork of the Skagit River, and it became the outlet for Fur Island and areas south of Skagit County. Today, Conway boasts several outstanding antique shops. A boat launch for smaller craft at Conway Park allows access to the South Fork of the Skagit.
In 1863, Samuel Calhoun was working in a lumber mill across the Skagit Bay from the mouth of the North Fork of the Skagit River. Calhoun was curious to see the area of the Skagit, so hired an Indian guide to take him across the bay in a canoe. Calhoun wrote that the trees were so thick that he had to climb a tree in order to get a good look at the river's edge, the marshes, and the sloughs. He was able to see large areas of marshy ground free of trees. He noticed that the forests were on higher ground and the salt flats were towards the sea. Calhoun returned with seeds, planted a garden, and built a cabin in an area he named Pleasant Ridge, just east of what is now Laconer. Calhoun and his farming neighbor Michael Sullivan were familiar with building dikes on this type of land. Together, they started digging the tide flat dikes by hand with shovel and wheelbarrows. By 1876, 2,000 acres of tide flats were being farmed for growing oats and raising livestock. In the 1870s, frequent winter flooding threatened the settlers' farms and homes. They united to dig by hand many miles of earthen dikes. Many of these dikes are still maintained today and save the towns along the river from devastating floods.
The Skagit Flats and Skagit River Delta boast some of the most fertile farmlands in the world. The River Delta floodplain extends northward from Skagit Bay to the east side of the Swinomish Channel, up through Padilla Bay, and continues on to Samish Bay in the northern part of Skagit County. In the distant past, this was a large area of islands filled in with silt from the deltas of both the Skagit and the Samish Rivers. Today, agriculture is the number one industry in Skagit County. In all, over 80 crops are grown in the Skagit Valley, including 95% of the red potatoes grown in Washington State. About 50% of the world's production of spinach, beet, cabbage, and Brussels sprout seeds are from the Skagit Valley. Farming contributes over $600 million annually to the local economy from crops, livestock, and dairy products grown on 93,000 acres of land. These farmers of the Skagit Flats are the fourth and fifth generation descendants of the early settlers. There are over 700 generation farms remaining today. The current threat to agriculture in the Skagit Valley is the growing pressure of urban sprawl into valuable, rich farmland. A considered community effort is being led by grassroots organizations such as Skagitonians to Preserve Farmland to protect farming and farmland in this incredibly abundant floodplain area. The Skagit Valley has many natural advantages that create idyllic growing conditions such as the temperate and moist Pacific Northwest climate, the glacier sediment and volcanic soil deposited over the centuries by the floodwaters of the Skagit River, plus sub-irrigated soil on the floodplain. This means that the water table is very high in this area, and it is rare that the farmland needs to be irrigated in the summer months, unlike the drier farmland east of the mountains. All of these factors combine to produce a fertile and abundant landscape that the farmers call the Magic Skagit.
The valley is home to a diverse community of people who come from many parts of the world. Much of its diversity is due to Latin American farm workers who come here for seasonal work from June through November, skillfully working with berries, cucumbers, potatoes, flowers, and other crops. While many field workers continue to follow harvests to California, eastern Washington, or Texas, others have made a permanent home for themselves and their families in the Skagit Valley, adding their rich heritage to the cultural tapestry of the area.